You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings. Tribulation is coming. Why? Been going through and explaining about a covenant that God made with his people, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And basically the terms of the covenant are that we diligently obey the voice of the Lord our God and to observe carefully all of his commandments that he commands us to do. Something that most people don't want to hear, most people don't want to do, and most people refuse to do. Now, he gives us some specifics that is required from us for this offer that he makes us in this covenant. You shall not make idols for your... Oh, I'm sorry, Leviticus 26, I'm going to start reading in verse 1. You shall not make idols for yourselves, neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it. For I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season, and the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Now, let me ask you a question. If you claim that you're in this covenant, do you make idols for yourself? Do you have a dead guy hanging on a cross that you call Jesus that is not Jesus? He don't look nothing like him. He's some long-haired, sissy-looking creep that Jesus never took a Nazarite vow. He didn't have long hair. Looked like every other Jew of the day. He had a beard, yes, but he had shorter hair. It was kept trimmed. That guy up there on that cross, he looks like a Gentile to me, very feminine-looking Gentile. So we make these sacred pillars for ourselves, and we wear them around our necks, and we tattoo them on our bodies, and we violate all of these commandments that God tells us not to do. When's the last time you kept his Sabbath and reverenced his sanctuary on the Sabbath? Sunday ain't the Sabbath. Sorry, it ain't gonna fly. You know, at least at one time, the Christians around this area, they used to have what they called the blue laws, where they tried to keep Sunday like a Sabbath. Now, they didn't know any better. They didn't know it was a counterfeit Sabbath. It was Satan's day. But they were doing the best that they could, and you got to give them an A for effort. But now, there's no blue laws. Even though they think Sunday is a Sabbath, they violate it and treat it like any other common day. Try and get a seat at a restaurant from about 12:15 to 2 o'clock on a Sunday, busiest day of the week. They treat Sunday like a common day, which it really is a common day, but they don't obey what God says. They violate it. So, sorry, you don't get that one either. For about 200 years, the United States was blessed with benefits, but then we started a campaign to throw God out of our lives, invented something called separation of church and state, and it doesn't exist in the Constitution. So here's how to get a hold of us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.